Joining us on the phone, the head coach of the University of Maine women's hockey team, Richard Reichenbach. How you doing, Rick?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're pleased to have you, and we're pleased because we're able to talk about such a great last four games. You've won four in a row, all Hockey East games, all against quality opponents. You gave UConn their second and third loss of the season, and you're playing really well. What's been the big difference?
Yeah, I mean, I think starting out of the gate, we wanted to do some things that kind of to create more offense. I think last year we were very good defensively, and it took us a couple weeks to get used to that. I think we were playing decently in the beginning, but just not getting the offensive contributions we wanted, and I think too, just getting back into the normal swing of things as far as classes and being in person. Last year, you know, the players really just, you know, they kind of went to class online and then went to hockey. So we seem to be in a groove, and we also got our Europeans back who were at the Olympic qualifications. I think that helped a lot this weekend. So far, so good the last few weeks.
Yes, I would say that Amelie Anderson and Mira, and she pronounces it Sorelli?
Saragelli, yeah.
Saragelli. It is the G. I thought the G belonged, but the other guys keep dropping it. We're both showcase that they're both excellent skaters. Anderson is so deceptively quick. She surprises me. But what I really saw in all four games was just a relentless pursuit of the puck. You're winning the 50-50 battles.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we've really been working on and trying to be better at it. You know, we're a solid team, but we're not the most skilled team in the league. So we got to kind of rely on our defensive play, our effort. Obviously, we have a good goaltender in Lauren Porter, and she's kind of returned to her form the last few weeks. And the Andy Anderson was awesome too. She made the Olympics. Her team ended up beating Germany kind of in a round robin tournament, but it was them or Germany. And she actually plays defense for her national team. So a little bit more impressive to just kind of come back from Europe with the jet lag and have a really good weekend back with us.
One of the other things I think is great is that you're getting scoring up and down the lineup. It's not just one first line. You've got a couple of extremely skilled players. But when you put these lines together, one of the things that I've really noticed is that they when they go over the boards, they go over the boards. They're on their way out to the ice, whether it's at a timeout or it's in the middle of the action. There seems to be a higher level of enthusiasm now that they can play games at home.
Yeah, no, that has been huge. And we had a pretty tough schedule. There was 35 days between hockey games in the Alphon or at home. We're on the road for a long time. I think, you know, we were used to that after last year, and there's definitely no complaining or anything, but I think just being in the Alphon helped. And we've had great crowds this year too. I think that's been pretty special for them. And for our sophomores, they'd never experienced what it was like to play in the Alphon, and for most of them, that's a big part of why they come. And I think just having that consistency of, you know, waking up in your own bed and, you know, going to classes if you have classes on Friday and just not having to travel. And it's been really special. And I think too, like, you know, the lines construction has been a little bit different last year. I think at the end of last year, we kind of put most of our skilled players on our top line. And I think this year we're just much more balanced. And, we had five goals from defensemen this past weekend, which is, you know, I don't think we've ever done that in the last 10 years. So it was a good weekend, you know, not just from the forward aspects of producing offense, but all around.
Well, yeah, and to have four in a row from the defense in one game, I've never seen that at any level of hockey that I can remember. And the defense, I mean, it seems to me that's a real strength. You've got depth there for a change.
Yeah, no, it's been great. We actually, Nate Lehman had a really good presentation this summer, or it might have been a couple summers ago, but we saw it this summer, and Sarah, actually, our assistant coach, Sarah Reichenbach, reached out to him, and, he gave us some really good pointers to kind of work on and some things, and he said, you know, he was like, listen, if it doesn't work the first 10 or 15 or 20 games, you know, stay with it, because it takes a while, and I think this was kind of hopefully the breakout. We've seen more production from our defense, but This weekend was definitely a breakout for them. And then we have a lot of experience. Obviously, Tara Leach is her second year as captain and in her fifth year with us, and Nicole Pateman. But it was nice. Bailey Oaks and Courtney Carrillo got two goals, and they're both freshmen this past weekend.
Yeah, I was impressed with their play. The other thing that I've been so impressed with so far is the way that we're not making fewer defensive turnovers. That if there is a turnover, there's somebody there to try and remedy that. Is that a new defensive scheme, or is that just players starting to get it?
Bruce, it's like you saw our scouting report without seeing it. Now, one of the big things we've been working on the last 2 weeks is just poise with the puck, and I think that's a tough thing, especially as a first year player. You know, you're playing at a speed that you've never played at, and you have people obviously coming at you and doing much more prepared and studied with the scouting report. So that's something we've definitely been working at. Our D have been much more patient with the puck, I think, this season. They've been much more confident skating with the puck, and I think that's helped also with them leading the shooting it more and a little bit quicker in the right spots.
So you've got Clarkson coming to town. They've got gaudy numbers, but I don't know the top to bottom the ECAC is as balanced as Hockey East is, but they're always good. What's the biggest thing you got to work on in anticipation of them coming in?
Yeah, I mean, I think we know we can lock it down defensively and do a good job there. It's going to be finding offense in that 5-on-5 play. You know, we've done a decent job on the power play. We've done a decent job on the rush. But I think for us to consistently have success, we really have to find a way to create offense in just that 5-on-5 ozone play. They're a very good team. They've won 2 national championships in the last few years. So we're really excited. I haven't played them since I've been at Maine. So that's 12 years. I know everyone's really excited for the challenge, and I think it'll be a great weekend of hockey.
Well, I know I'm going to be there at 2:00 Friday and Saturday to see both games. And I hope that lots of people will turn out, because it's free and it's great, and you won't see better hockey anywhere. So Rick, thanks so much. Good luck this weekend. I will see you around the Alfond.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Ricky. Bye. That's Coach Rick Reichenbach, head coach of the University of Maine Women's Black Bears.